This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change.
America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, let's pray, America. Good Thursday morning prayers. What an awesome day. What an awesome opportunity to pray with each of you here on this Thursday morning. I just came to tell you this morning that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start, and you can finish what God says you can finish. What a wonderful time to pray. And I have learned over the years, since 1966, the power of giving God the first hour of your day. When I started doing that, after a short while, I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And then I began to see what I was hearing, and then I began to say what I was seeing, and then I began to do incredible things that I never thought I could do until I began to pray. So we must understand the power of prayer, and it will take us to places we've never been, cause us to do things we've never done, see things we've never seen, meet people we have never met. And so prayer is more than just a spiritual exercise. Prayer is communicating with the creator of the universe. with our Creator to personalize it. And so it's an awesome opportunity. There's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. I want to say that again. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. And for many years, I've started my day by praying for divine appointments, divine connections. I believe there's people out there that hold the key to my future, key to my destiny, people that can open doors that I could have never opened. So I pray for divine appointments, divine connections. And then I pray for wisdom. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 1, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. And so each morning I get up and I pray for wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis, to know what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go, what to say, what not to say, or when to say it. And so I pray every day for wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully. And then each day I make my faith declarations. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God, Hebrews chapter 11. And so we must have faith, and we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But faith is exercised, set in motion, even by the words of our mouth. For John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. So I believe that we speak our world into existence each day. So I love to declare my faith declarations and give you the prayers today that are partnering with me, the opportunity to make your faith declarations with me. So would you say after me, would you repeat these words? Let's do it together. Today's a good day. Today's a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. Today is a great day. Today's a fantastic day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. Today's a blessed day. I am blessed, and I am a blessing. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. Today is a wonderful day. Today's a blessed day. Today is a marvelous day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Spirit setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new relationships, new confidence, new favor, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new dreams, new visions, new rhythm, new beginnings. Today's a good day. Today is a blessed day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my life. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my family. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my city. All is well. Today's a good day. Wonderful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. And we have come to pray today. The power of the church praying together. And so what an honor it is. And so we're going to pray today. We're going to pray that this nation, the United States of America, will turn back to Christ. So, here we go. Let's get ready to pray. Here's my friend, Martin Smith and Delirious, talking about when people pray. History Maker.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true. We'll see dead men rise, and the
church praying together on this Thursday can make a difference in turning this nation back to Christ. And so what a tremendous opportunity it is to pray. And we come boldly into the presence of God this morning by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. And we know that by the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, then we have tremendous access into the presence of Father God. And so we declare, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," and that God, our Father, is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is our presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And he is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. He is Jehovah God. There is no other God in heaven or earth except Jehovah God. He alone is God, and his Son, his name is Jesus Christ. And we come by the name of his Son, Jesus, and by the blood of Jesus into the presence of God with thanksgiving, expressing our gratitude to God this morning. Let's just express our gratitude to him, can we? Father, we are so very thankful and grateful to come into your presence today. You said in Psalms 100, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. He's a good God. His mercy is everlasting to us." I'm so grateful today that we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, expressing our gratitude to God, having an attitude of gratitude for this day. So I'm so thankful today. Why don't we just express our thanksgiving to the Lord? Father, I just want to thank you for my salvation, for the Holy Spirit, for my wife, my kids, my grandkids, for my friends, my relationships, the opportunity to be able to pray with these men and women of God today. I want to thank you for these prayers that are in concert with us today, praying for change in America, praying for revival in every major city, praying for a spiritual awakening in this land. I want to thank you for these people. I want to thank you, God, for eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, food to eat, clothes to wear, and water to drink. I'm thankful that I live in America. But most of all, I'm thankful that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. And I'm so grateful for my salvation today, and for the Holy Spirit that has been sent to empower us, to lead and guide and direct us. And so we pray in Jesus' name at this very moment, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What a special moment in every day's prayer time that we have an opportunity to spend time with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, praying the will of God be done in our lives. We know already that his plan is a good plan. It's not an evil plan, but a good plan. And he wants to give us guidance and direction. And so let's spend a few moments in the presence of God, asking that his will, plan, and purpose be done in us and also the members of our family. And so while my friend and my son Todd Morin plays, I want us to pray. Find you a quiet place. Or if you're driving down the road in your automobile, just allow the Holy Spirit to fill that place that you're at as we spend time with the Holy Spirit.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray, America.
Father, we are so thankful and grateful that when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It definitely sets your will, plan, and purpose in motion for our lives. And so we are so thankful that you have heard our cry today. Now, let's pray for the will, plan, and purpose of God to be done in this nation. My nation, your nation, the United States of America, that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Men and women have sacrificed their lives to preach the gospel and to take the gospel around the world. Many men and women have died on foreign battlefields protecting this great nation, and we express our appreciation to them, and we thank you, Lord. And so now we are going to set our face to seek the Lord on behalf of our nation. And so I want us to get ready now to spend and expend some energy in praying on behalf of our land. Here's my friend Godfrey Bertel. He's going to sing, "I will set my face to seek the Lord." Let's set our face to seek God and get ready to do some diligent praying, some warfare praying today.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for His
voice. Yes, I will. I will set my face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for His voice.
My wonderful Counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God.
Set my face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen.
Commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God,
my shepherd,
my shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion forever.
We have come today on this Thursday to seek the face of the Lord, and we have set our face to see His face. and set our will to seek His will. Praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, we pray that Your will be done in this nation. We pray that the will of God be done in our land. Even from the foundation of the world, the plan that You had for the United States of America, we pray that will shall be accomplished today. And we ask now, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Lord, we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for the sins of our land. We ask that You forgive us of our sins. And Lord, we stand in the gap as intercessors on behalf of our nation, repenting for the sins of our land, asking God that You forgive us for the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life, that You forgive us for our moral sins and moral failures, that You would forgive us for our perversion, that You would forgive us for our prayerlessness. Forgive us, Lord, for our compromise. Forgive us, Lord, for taking Your name in vain. Forgive us, Lord, for dishonoring fathers and mothers. Lord, we cry for mercy. We don't cry for justice. We cry for mercy. And we say, Lord, have mercy upon our nation. Lord, have mercy upon our land. And Father God, we repent for our sins this morning, and we repent for the sins of our nation. And Lord, we will remember the words of the Lord as spoken, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Father, we are so thankful that You have remembered us today. And so we pray and we repent and we intercede on behalf of our nation today. And so, why don't we take a posture of humility today? Why don't we get on our knees and let's begin to pray? Here's my friend, Martin Smith and Delirious, singing Find Me in the River. And while he sings, while they sing, why don't we just get on our knees and begin to call on the name of the Lord? May the Lord find us on our knees. We need God today.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if You please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though You're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Thank you. find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here for you. Come find me here.
Lord, we're waiting in the river for you, on our knees, interceding on behalf of our nation. Let's pray, America. Let's pray for a major revival in every major city. Let's pray for another spiritual awakening. Let's pray because we can make a difference. Let's pray now and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one, from the evil plans of our enemy. We're truly a nation facing crises today. Not just an economical crisis, or a drug crisis, or some type of a political crisis. But our major crisis in America today is a spiritual crisis. We are in a spiritual crisis in America. Good versus evil. Darkness versus light. The Apostle Paul wrote, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this present world, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly sphere. Therefore," he said, "put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on breastplate of righteousness and integrity, right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one." And then he said, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God." He said, "Pray at all times, on every occasion, every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people." And so, we do have a crisis in our nation. It's a spiritual crisis. But we not only have a crisis outside the church, but today there is a crisis within the church. The church, in many instances, has become a sleeping giant. That's why we need to wake up the sleeping giant. That's why the church needs to awaken. That's why we need to give a wake-up call in the church today. We really do have an emergency here in the land, not just outside of the church, but inside of the church. And there's a song that's been written by Jim Wege, my friend, and sung by Victor Gossage. And it talks about, we have an emergency. And so I declare there is an emergency in the church, and there is a wake-up call. Because I believe that the same spirit that prevailed in the church of Laodicea, as written in Revelation chapter 3, is the same spirit that prevails in the church today. And Jesus began to rebuke the church of the Laodiceans. And he said these words, I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. I could wish and desire that you were hot or cold. But because you are neither, because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. That was a major indictment against the church at Laodicea. And yet I believe in the church in America that we have a crisis, and that is the crisis of lukewarmness. There is an emergency. And so here is a song written by Jim Wege, sung by Victor Gossage, with a prayer alert to the church today.
What happened to us? The preacher stopped preaching, substituting truth, motivational speaking. What about sin and Holy Ghost conviction? They said that's no way to fill my congregation. Going to church became a social affair. We praise Him from our lips, but our heart's not really there. It's time that our fruit, that it lines up with Him, and we repent from all our sin. It's an emergency. We need a Holy Ghost invasion, absolutely, to change this apathetic, feel-good Christianity, so the church can shine their light with no hypocrisy. We need to turn our hearts to Him. What's right is now wrong, and what's wrong is now right. We're politically correct now, and if not, there's a fight. It's getting harder and harder to talk about sin. A man isn't happy feeling any condemnation. Ooh, we wanna live as we do, and we do as we please. The church needs to wake up and fall on her knees. Revival needs to start with repentance. It's an emergency. We need a Holy Ghost invasion.
Well, why don't you join me this morning in repenting for the compromise of the church. We repent, Lord, for not naming sin, calling other Christians to repent. Forgive us, Lord, for our lukewarmness. Forgive us today for preaching a social gospel, for emphasizing social issues over moral issues. Lord, we repent today for just being average. We repent today for declaring a compromising message, not calling people to righteousness or holiness, not calling people to godliness. We repent of that. Why don't you just help me pray for the church right now, that we will be the church that God has called us to be. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you will awaken the giant in this nation, the church. Awaken the mighty men. May they respond to your voice to awaken out of sleep and slumber, that we be the church that you've called us to be. On fire, ready, red hot for God. And so we just ask it now in Jesus' name. Why don't you just take time, just a moment, to intercede for your church and your pastor and the leaders of your congregation. Would you call their names in prayer, even at this very moment, and pray for them? And remember to let them know that you're praying for them. Speak a word of kindness and goodness and encouragement to them on a regular basis. Let's just take a moment to pray for your church and your congregation. And Lord, we are so thankful and grateful today that you are with us. And we just pray right now that you will give us this day our daily bread. Give us an assurance in our hearts that there is hope for this nation, an assurance. And let us know today, just give us an assurance in our heart that you are with us and that we are trusting you with all of our hearts, and that we are not leaning into our own understanding, but all of our ways, God, in all of our ways, we're acknowledging you, Lord, as you direct our paths. And let us know today that you are holding us, you are securing us with your righteous right hand. Here's my friend Riley Kelton to sing about the righteousness of God, that he has secured us with his righteous right hand. Let's just worship him for a few moments as we get ready to close today. Father, we're so thankful and grateful that our trust and our confidence is in you today. We are putting our trust and confidence in you, knowing that you are holding us with your righteous right hand. And so we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity just to be here today in your presence. We thank you for this past hour that your hand has been upon us. We're so grateful and thankful this morning. And so we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be in your presence. And I want to thank each of you as we conclude another prayer session today. And as we say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thanks for praying with me on this Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow to pray again on the day the Lord has made. And so, God bless you. Go out and have a great Thursday, for this is the day which the Lord has made. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.